It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute, and Bill Raggio, senior fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Mr. Ambassador, the flood left a third of the population at severe risk of food security, medical attention. We gave time to the incident with Imran Khan. But you have been reporting carefully for weeks now that the aid flowing to Islamabad is inadequate. Is there any change in that? And what can you tell us about what appears to be a famine and a medical crisis through a third of the land?
Well, on the positive side, there has been some negotiation between the government of Pakistan and China and Saudi Arabia. China is willing to roll over some of Pakistan's debt. That will give the government some room to maneuver. But the fact remains that Pakistan is going to be several billion dollars short in flood relief, rehabilitation, and reconstruction resources. And the poor people, of course, are resilient. They try to live off the land, but they have lost their crops. There is going to be a second-order disaster because the crops that have been lost include cotton, which is Pakistan's main cash crop. That would mean that there will be problems for Pakistan's textile industries. The workers there will not be able to work if there is no cotton available. There is already a shortage of critical food supplies and medical supplies, and the international support for Pakistan's flood relief efforts has been marred by this total destruction. I mean, if you see the news from Pakistan is all about Imran Khan and the circus that he is running. And he's raising money from overseas Pakistanis who believe in him as the messiah, political messiah and savior for the country, when actually these people should be donating towards helping the people in Pakistan who are most at risk. UNICEF says that children are at risk. The United Nations Development Program is pointing out the weaknesses in flood relief efforts. The World Bank has predicted dire economic circumstances for Pakistan. And yet, the focus of everybody, whether abroad or inside Pakistan, seems to be on the politics rather than on providing relief to the poor.
Mr. Ambassador, just quickly, my understanding is, though this is a catastrophe on a scale not seen before, the future could contain many more of these. Is that correct? Is that the understanding in Islamabad?
Absolutely. I mean, there is a whole argument going on that this is the result of climate change. The Pakistani vulnerability to that climate change is very high. And as a result, there will be further disasters down the road. So on the one hand, there is this whole effort that needs to be made to help the people who have been affected by these floods. On the other, there has to be mitigation of the reasons why Pakistan has become so flood prone, and that requires another set of resources and plans, and nobody seems to be focusing on any of that.
Bill, quickly, you've brought to my attention that the U.S. government is spending money in Afghanistan since the withdrawal. However, what money? Spending for what? What is SIGAR, Bill? What can you tell us in about a minute?
Sure. SIGAR is the Special Investigator General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. Its purpose is to report on how the U.S. is spending money and the progress of U.S. aid in Afghanistan and also military activity. Obviously, the U.S. is no longer there, but SIGAR still has an obligation to report on U.S. policy in Afghanistan. The U.S. has spent $1.1 billion in U.S. Of U.S. money inside of Afghanistan post-withdrawal. The U.S. U.S. aid, the U.S. Treasury Department and the U.S. State Department refused to explain to SIGAR, which they are legally mandated to do by Congress. These agencies, government agencies, are refusing to tell SIGAR how this money has been spent. So you, the taxpayer, not only did we get to lose Afghanistan, watch the Taliban take control of the country, watch Al-Qaeda reestablish itself, but the U.S. government is now spending money in Afghanistan, and it won't tell you, the taxpayer, how that money is being spent.
And this, with the full understanding that Zawahiri was in Kabul when he died, right? That SIGAR doesn't know what they're spending money on, but the U.S. State Department and AID continue to pour money into Afghanistan to our knowledge. Is that correct, Bill?
That is absolutely 100% correct. This is, it's mind-boggling, but it doesn't shock me, I guess. And nothing shocks me anymore because this administration is hell-bent on re-engaging in Afghanistan after being hell-bent on leaving the country.
Bill Rajo, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Hossein Haqqani, Hudson Institute. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.